This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, 20th June 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel today is sunny and warm, making it a great day to be outside in cities like Tel Aviv and Haifa. Meanwhile, Jerusalem enjoys a pleasant breeze. Tonight, expect a mild and comfortable evening. Here are today's headlines. First, just in from the Jerusalem Post, U.S. intelligence indicates Israeli operations against Hezbollah may undermine the U.S.-Iran Memorandum of Understanding. Also, from the Times of Israel, former President Trump calls Prime Minister Netanyahu a warrior PM, highlighting strong ties with Israel amid tensions over Iran. Also this hour, JNS reports that Lebanon-Israel talks are set to resume in Washington next week, according to U.S. Senator Marco Rubio. Separately, the Forward notes that Jewish groups are quietly pushing back against Trump's new Iran deal, recalling their stance from 2015. And finally, I-24 News reveals that the U.S. Air Force has unveiled a Qatar-gifted Boeing 747 as the new interim Air Force One. Here's what people are saying online. A short time ago, Middle East 24 reported that White House envoy Steve Witkoff is en route to Switzerland for talks with Iran on a potential nuclear deal. Jared Kushner is already there. The Times of Israel shared an analysis earlier today about the 60-day negotiation period launched by President Trump's Memorandum of Understanding, highlighting significant hurdles ahead. In a post from earlier, Arsen Ostrovsky reminds us that Hezbollah poses a threat not only to Israel, but also to America and the world. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the latest from the Jerusalem Post. U.S. officials express concern that ongoing Israeli operations against Hezbollah might jeopardize the U.S.-Iran agreement. This development is closely watched as it could affect regional stability and diplomatic efforts. Turning to the Times of Israel report, former President Trump praised Prime Minister Netanyahu's leadership during a time of heightened Iran tensions. This comes as U.S. intelligence suggests Netanyahu's actions in Lebanon could pose challenges to ongoing diplomatic discussions. Meanwhile, JNS reports that Lebanon and Israel will resume talks in Washington next week. This comes after a lull in negotiations as tensions with Hezbollah simmer. The outcome of these talks could influence peace efforts in the region. From the Forward, Jewish groups are voicing opposition to Trump's new Iran deal, albeit more quietly than they did in 2015. Their concern focuses on the security implications for Israel as the U.S. seeks a new understanding with Iran. Finally, I-24 News reports the unveiling of a new interim Air Force One, a Boeing 747 gifted by Qatar. This development symbolizes growing U.S.-Qatar relations as both countries navigate complex regional dynamics. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that Israel is working to avert summer aviation chaos at Ben-Gurion Airport, with 74 U.S. tankers expected and 2.4 million passengers anticipated. Separately, Globes announces that Monday.com has launched a $200 million venture capital arm to invest in Israeli companies revolutionizing the workplace. And finally, Ynet Business reveals that Israeli defense firms' booths were closed again at the Eurosatory Arms Fair in Paris, affecting companies like Smart Shooter and Aeronautics. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Saturday. Our next update is at 9 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.